and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is political and economic commentator, Michael Snyder. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker. Woo!
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yes.
Welcome, everyone. So glad to have you here again today for day two with Michael Snyder, one of the foremost authorities in prophecy today. He lives on a mountain, and I don't think you're not growing a beard yet, are you, Michael? Oh, you got a mustache though.
But not a full beard.
Yeah, it's about time to grow that beard. You be the old man on the mountain, okay? But God is really speaking to you these days, and on this program today, I wanted to share many of the different things what God is saying to you. In your introduction, it says that you're a conservative political and economic commentator. What does that mean?
Well, Pastor Jim, I write articles that are read by millions of people all over the world each month. My articles are published on my websites, but then they're taken from there and republished on dozens and dozens of other websites all over the world. And so I am literally one of the most widely read conservative and Christian authors on the entire planet. That's what the numbers tell us. And I thank God that he's taken someone like me, who used to work as an attorney in Washington, D.C. so many years ago, and then he moved me literally to the middle of nowhere. But from here, he's literally allowed me to touch people all over the world. And my message is a message, ultimately I write about politics and economics, but it's a message of the end times. And Pastor Jim, many years ago, when I first started coming to Morningside, people would come up to me and they'd say, "Hey, Michael, do you think the tribulation's about to start?" And you know me, I have to be honest, and so I told people, I said, "No, the tribulation's not about to start. You know, it's coming. These things are coming, but it's not going to happen right away." And of course, you know, people got upset because I was kind of upsetting their pet theories, but it didn't start right away. We still had some time, just like I said. But now, Pastor Jim, the message has to change because we're getting close. The tribulation is getting close. And we're going to talk about some of those things today. And we're going to talk about some of the things that I talked to when I first, the very first time I came to Morningside back in 2015, nearly 8 years ago, you know, I did some seminars. And in the very first seminars I did, and I believe in the second session, I warned people. I said, "War with Russia is coming." And at the time, war with Russia was not even on the horizon. You know, but I warned, and we're going to talk about the three wars of the apocalypse today, but it's the same message that I've been proclaiming back in 2015 when I first came. And before that, years before that, I was warning people there's going to be war with Russia. There's going to be war with China. There's going to be a war with Israel and Iran. And so the message hasn't changed. In fact, I was proclaiming the things that are in the headlines today years and years in advance, because that's what God does. He tells us the end from the beginning. He tells us things way in advance so that we can know, that we can get prepared, Pastor Jim, because this is what the world needs to hear, these things, because these things are coming, and they're all signs that Jesus is coming back.
Do you feel like we're actually at war with Russia right now?
We are. Well, thankfully, it's not a shooting war, although we just downed that drone, that Reaper drone, $32 million. People think of a drone, they think of something really small, but this drone is huge. It's an intelligence collecting drone. $32 million is how much the drone cost. But it apparently had its transponders off. It was flying over the Black Sea. It was heading toward the Russian border. And so Russian aircraft intercepted it. And U.S. officials say that the Russian aircraft actually bumped into the drone, causing it to plunge into the Black Sea. Well, the Russians say, no, we didn't actually ram into it, but based on its own maneuvering, that it fell into the Black Sea. In either event, this drone was just destroyed. But why was that drone there? The drone was there because it's collecting intelligence on the Russians, which then it gives to the Ukrainians to tell them what to shoot at. So by collect, and we provide the Ukrainians with most of their intelligence, that makes us active participants in the war. Also, we've provided at this point approximately $200 billion of aid for the Ukrainians, although that number is going up constantly. So by the time this program airs, it'll be even higher. And so we're providing them with so much ammunition that our factories can't even keep up. We're providing far more ammunition for the war than anybody else, including the Ukrainians. We're providing far more military equipment for the war than anybody else, including the Ukrainians. And then our tax dollars are going to hire vast armies of mercenaries, many of them, some from Western countries, but a lot of them are from Eastern Europe, countries like Albania and Romania and Poland and so on, you know, which is, you know, basically greatly bolstered the troops there in Ukraine, because the original Ukrainian army that existed at the beginning of the war has pretty much been largely decimated. But then they dragged a whole bunch of new recruits in, the Ukrainians did, and then they've added to that with vast numbers of mercenaries that we pay for with our tax dollars. And so ultimately, you know, if the United States had not come in with this tremendous amount of aid, the Ukrainians would have been defeated by now. But even with all of our aid and all the aid from the West, the rest of the NATO countries, the Russians are still gaining territory right now. You know, Bakhmut, that battle has been going on. That Bakhmut has just about fallen as we tape this show. By the time this show airs, it may have completely fallen. And so, Western officials are becoming concerned because the Russians are gaining ground. They've got the momentum back. They're advancing. And both sides keep escalating matters, Pastor Jim. And as both sides continue to escalate matters, we're eventually going to get to the point where we could be literally facing a shooting war with Russia. And that's a place we do not want to be.
You've been writing a lot about three wars. Now, I'm going to say something that is controversial, but I personally believe we're in the Third World War. I really believe that with all my heart, and I believe this. Now, listen to me. China kills 100,000 Americans a year right now. Nana, do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Lori, do you understand that?
Yes,
Mondo?
I do. Mm-hmm. If not more. And you're saying
if not
that,
more.
Right. And because of China sending over to
the drugs.
Mexico, fentanyl. Where they make the fentanyl in Mexico, and then
and you know
they
what's funny, Mexico
the border.
Just the president of Mexico this week said, oh no, we don't even make fentanyl in
right. Well, he lies.
Mexico.
Okay. So, all right. That's all there is to that.
So here we are. China is killing right now 100,000 Americans, and we're letting it happen because we don't stop the border from being so open that it just bleeds right into America. And then how many are killed with COVID? About 7 million worldwide, probably. Is that war?
Absolutely.
What we've tried to tell them, Mondo, is that war is going to be different in these days.
Yeah. Right. When you look at where we are with technology, where we are with economics, the war is different than it was World War I, World War II, and all the small wars that surrounded that. We're looking at a different type of war. I believe when I look at the facts, China has already invaded America.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. We're waiting for China to come in with tanks. That's over. Maybe one day. But when you look at the facts and
that's
you look
right
at Chinese companies investing in buying over 300,000 acres of land.
That's right.
When
right
you look at China owning and controlling 96 seaports in 53 countries
seaports
around the world.
How you know, many?
96 seaports in 53 nations around the world, 5 major ports in America. Then last year, China bought the majority of stock for Tyson Company, Chicken Company.
Our chicken companies?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, how can America allow Chinese-owned companies own America trademarks that has made the staples of America, yet China has already invaded with semiconductor chips. I mean, we can go on and on and on. This is a different type of war that we're facing.
They bought a pork company, too. One of the big pork companies. Did you hear that?
Oh, absolutely. I have them over here. I mean, when you look at Miami, Long Beach, Houston, Los Angeles, Seattle, just to name five, just the top of my head, but you're looking at them owning, even understanding the power of the Panama Canal. They don't mm-hmm. have to own the canal, but if they can own and have the power to have the in and the end,
right.
Meaning the beginning and the end of the
ends
port.
Of the canal.
They control what shipments are coming in. They control what... listen, this is a different type of war that we're facing. And when we're at the precipice of another war with Taiwan, when you look at a war with Ukraine, America's already fighting this war, but we're fighting it in a different way.
Yeah. So, Michael, I want you to answer this for me, if you would. Could we actually already be in the Third World War?
Yeah, Pastor Tim, I believe that we are in the Third World War right now. In fact, last February, a year ago, when Russia invaded Ukraine, I said the Third World War has begun. Now, today we're going to talk about the three wars of the apocalypse. And these are the three big ones. There's going to be other small ones, other side things, you know, with North Korea and different ones. But the three big wars of the apocalypse are Russia and the United States, China and the United States, and Israel and Iran. Now, Mondo was just talking about China. You know, a decade ago, I warned that there was going to be war between the United States and China. Now, I said it's not going to happen right away. But at that time, when I said it was very controversial, people thought I had gone a little nuts because they thought, Michael, what are you talking about, war between the United States and China? They're our friend. They're one of our main trading partners. We get all the stuff. We fill Walmart and the dollar stores. We get all that from China. Why in the world would China and the United States ever go to war? That's crazy. But I kept warning people. I said, it's coming. And now we can see it because, you know, now a top U.S. general just said, hey, you know, the Chinese are gearing up to invade Taiwan by 2027. You know, the Chinese are regularly sending aircraft and ships into the Taiwan Strait, you know, very close to Taiwan, you know. And, you know, the United States is sending a aid package worth hundreds of millions of dollars of military equipment to Taiwan to help them prepare. Both sides are talking about this, you know, that. And people need to understand, once China invades Taiwan, the United States and China will be instantly engaged in a state of a shooting war. You know, there will be no going back at that point. That's the line. And once that happens, once we are in a state of war with China, the flow of goods from China stops. That means no more sneakers, no more clothes, no more electronics. And then from Taiwan, Taiwan produces the vast majority of the computer chips that we use, because they're the number one manufacturer, have a huge market share, about 60% or so market share in computer chips that are used all over the world. So how is our society going to function without computer chips, without all the things we get from Taiwan and China and from across the Pacific? You know, in fact, most of the raw materials that go into our pharmaceutical drugs come from China. So instantly, once we are in a state of war with China, then our pharmaceutical industry, our health system is going to collapse. So these are even before, you know, because eventually we're going to have shooting not only in the Pacific and China, but here in the homeland, there's going to be shooting. People need to understand that. But it's coming. It's here. We're right on the verge of it. Our politicians in Congress are talking about the coming war with China. And President Xi Jinping in China, he just told the Chinese military, it's time to prepare for war. Now, he didn't say that because he's worried about China getting invaded. He knows they're going to invade Taiwan, and he knows that's going to mean war with the United States.
I have been, one of my doctors just told me that he is stocking up on some of the medicines that are so essential to have for a doctor because he believes we're going to be cut off from Russia.
From China.
From China, I mean. China is making most of our drugs.
Let me give you the stats. China produces 97%, listen to this number, 97% of the U.S. antibiotics and about 80% of affected pharmaceutical ingredients used in American drugs.
Doctors use antibiotics all the time. That's one of the main drugs to knock out all those terrible things. What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, what are we going to do without, when we can't get antibiotics? There's going to be panic like you've never seen before when people can't get antibiotics, when they can't get their drugs. But we should have never allowed ourselves to get so dependent on China. This is something that I've also been preaching for years, but we did. And so this is where we're at. So we can't afford, just from an economic standpoint, just from our health system standpoint, we can't afford to go to war with China. It's crazy, Pastor Jim. So if our leaders were sane, if they were smart, if they were wise, they would be seeking to find peaceful resolutions with both Russia and China. But ultimately, we could be ending up fighting Russia and China at the same time, which is actually what I warned about all these years ago, that it would happen. Now we're right on the verge. But, you know, at this point, Russia's willing to talk, but our leaders refuse. They're saying, Russia, the only way we're going to talk to you is if you pick up and immediately pull all of your troops out of Ukraine, then we'll talk, you know? So they don't want to sit down at the negotiating table and actually negotiate with anything with Russia. In fact, even before the war began, Russia said, hey, look, we've got some concerns. Let's sit down and talk. The Biden administration said, no, nothing to talk about. And so Russia said, okay, we've got to invade. Our leaders, you know, people need to understand, Pastor Jim, you know, we've got Joe Biden in the White House. He's a hothead in a very advanced state of mental decline, and he's surrounded by an all-star team of warmongers. In fact, the worst warmongers we've ever had in a presidential administration in U.S. history. We're talking about people like Secretary of State Antony Blinken. We're talking about Victoria Nuland. You know, we're talking about all these guys we're talking about National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. These people have been pushing for war with Russia for a long time. Now they have it. And they've been provoking China constantly, doing things to upset China. And now we're getting very close to a war with China. And if we fight Russia and China at the same time, this is what the men and women of God have been warning about literally for decades, as I document in my books, that was coming. And we knew all this in advance, but they're doing it anyway, Pastor Jim. It's madness.
It is madness, Michael.
The time of wars and rumors of wars is here right now. Is that right?
Yeah, Matthew 24 told us that it would be a time of wars and rumors of wars. Now, you know, for decades, you know, Bible prophecy teachers have kind of focused on, hey, it's going to be wars and rumors of wars on the other side of the world, not America, not the United States. Oh, no, we don't have to worry about that. But yeah, over in the Middle East or somewhere else, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. No, the U.S. is going to be directly involved in these wars, and we're going to have war on U.S. soil eventually. Eventually, there's going to be nuclear weapons used, and I'm trying to sound the alarm because I don't want this to happen right now. I want, you know, I've got a family. I want, you know, I want all this to be delayed for as long as possible, but it's coming. It's coming, and the reason is because America's turned. We've turned our back on God. We've raced after every type of sin that you can possibly imagine, and judgment is coming. That's the end result. And one of the methods of judgment, one of the modes of judgment that is coming upon America is war.
This is happening with the mocking of God in America is bringing the judgment upon this country.
That's right.
I'm so concerned about them wanting to turn little boys into little girls and little girls into little boys.
Yeah. Not only the 60+ million babies that we have murdered in the mother's womb, not only that, but now, you know, Satan, if he can't get children that way, then now he's going after mutilating our little children. It seems shocking, but it's not shocking because it's,
and they're teaching it to kindergarten, first grade, second grade, teaching them if they don't feel like a little girl today, they can be a little boy or vice versa.
Right.
And it's evil. It's stupidly evil. And have adults, when they know kids, we don't let kids make a decision on what they're going to have for supper, hardly.
Absolutely.
Well, some houses
right.
don't. But when they're little, you got little kids.
Yes. Nana? I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and every day I'm thinking, how could these children possibly make a life-changing decision at this age? They change every single hour, every minute. They're changing their mind. They have a new idea. You know, and this is where parents must take a stand and be the parent over your children and take control and be spirit-led with what God's doing and be aware of what's being taught to your children.
And just because a little boy one day decides he's going to play with the girls, you know, little kids like just kids. They like to play, they just like each other.
Yes.
And so a little boy's liable to pick up a doll. And a mother, today's modern mother would say, oh, no.
No.
You know, this little boy wants to be a girl, so let's get his penis cut off.
But we
know, I mean, it's insane.
That's right. They're being conditioned and they're being brainwashed. It's all a part of the plan, and that's what we have seen. Now, the difference is where it was being done behind the curtains, now it's right in front of our faces. Now it's happening right
that's
out
right.
in the open.
Even doctors, some of them are fighting for this kind of surgery
right.
and this kind of thing. And other doctors... I asked one of my doctors, I said, what do you think about all this? He said, well, I took an oath not to do any damage.
Right. Amen.
He said, this is doing damage to our children. Michael, let's get back to the wars. The second war you write about in your articles is between Israel and Iran. I'm concerned. Iran's building a bomb right now. I mean, I don't know if they could have it today.
Within 12 days.
Do you believe this war will start in a way that most people don't even expect? What's going to happen between Israel and Iran? God's warned me and warned me about this. I know something is going to happen in the Middle East.
Yeah, a war between Israel and Iran is coming. And of course, this one's been brewing for a long time because Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has always warned that he would never allow Iran to be able to build their own nuclear weapons. But for a long time, he had some time. But now he's realizing it's put up or shut up time because the IAEA is telling us that Iran is on the brink of being able to do that, to being able to build a nuclear bomb. And so Netanyahu and other Israeli officials have come out in recent days and said, hey, you know, we put this off for a long time. And the longer, in fact, Netanyahu said, the longer we put it off, the harder it's going to be. But they realize that it's time. They've got to do something. And of course, when they, you know, conduct a full-blown attack on Iran, well, then that's just going to set off, a massive war in the Middle East. But now people need to understand a shadow war between Iran and Israel is already happening. We've already got the Israeli military, the IDF, is regularly striking pro-Iranian forces in Syria and elsewhere, airstrikes happening on a regular basis. Also, the mystery explosions that we keep hearing about in Iran, everyone knows that's Israel. Israel's doing it, you know? So, you know, and then Iran is attacking, Israeli ships, but then not officially recognizing it. We've kind of got this shadow war already going on. So it's already kind of a state of war. But eventually, Israel is going to directly strike the Israeli. I mean, Israel is going to strike the Iranian nuclear targets, which are underground, and that's going to require a tremendous strike, and that's just going to fully erupt things. Now, I've also said that this war is likely to start in a way that we don't expect. So expect to see some big event, some big. Maybe a terror attack, some big explosion, maybe even something involving a dirty bomb, which will eventually set the stage for justification for large-scale attacks. So I'm just encouraging people to watch. Watch for this war, but watch for it to start in potentially a way that people may not be anticipating.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after this special message. Hi, this is Tammy Sue, and you're watching the PTL Television Network, home of the Voice of the Prophets. In just 2 years, we've become host to over 50 faith-based shows, featuring the top prophets and teachers in the world. And none of this would be possible without you, our faithful friends. By partnering with us today, you are making a way to keep Christian television on the air. We need your help today.
Call now and donate $1 a day. Operators are standing by. Just call 1-888-988-1588. With your help, we can continue to keep spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now, let's get back to this incredible message.
We are truly in the last days, and people need to really hold on to faith in God, because we you know, Sue, you gave us a scripture before we went on the air. Do you still have that one?
Yes,
available?
I do. I absolutely do. It's Isaiah 41:10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. Amen. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. And you know, Dad, I was also looking at Deuteronomy 31:6. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Promises of God.
It's time for the church to be ready. I believe the greatest revival. We're already seeing revival break out. Yes. We've been telling you about it all over America in great colleges.
Right.
And Lee College, I know they're continuing on with revival.
Yeah, and it's happening in Louisiana, California. I mean, movie theaters with Jesus Revolution.
Yes.
And then in the name of Jesus.
Isn't it something that movie came out right at this time?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
revival's
yeah.
breaking out.
You know, I believe when you hear what we're talking about, it's not time to panic or be fearful. It's time for the church to come together.
Yes. Yes.
Because you may have the finances. We may have the vehicle to broadcast. And if we put those together, now we become a team, right? It's not time to be like the world and start, you know, I've seen a lot of people start hiding their money and going up, pulling up and start panicking. You know, what we're watching is men's heart at play, men's heart being full of greed. You know, they're in love with money. And you preached about that years ago. And we're watching the love of money self-destroy every entity in our society today. But this is where the church comes in, and we come together as a team, where if we have the supplies and you have the finances, we bring them together into the storehouse, and we can exchange. This is the hour where the message doesn't have to hide. The message doesn't have to go away. We will shine. And I can see why the world will hate the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we are going to thrive in a time where
Amen.
They're going to say, why are you having hope?
That's right.
Well, the Bible says that we should have hope. Tammy Sue, you just read the scriptures of why we're going to have hope, why the world is confused. Yet the Bible tells us that I will give you peace,
yes.
not like the world gives it to you. But this is a peace yes. that will help you pass through the valley of the shadow of death, that when we are having war here, the church is still ministered. The church is
yes.
still feeding the church. And guess what? What if God uses a supply just like the fuelless generator
right.
to have a way to minister to one another? Because when I look at the headlines and I look at people in California, my home state,
mm-hmm.
thousands of people without power.
Yeah.
When I look at Kentucky and I look at the places that they're still experiencing snow,
right.
they're without power. Yet God has warned us over and over to be prepared, not because we want to be living high on the hog. No, it's to help people. It's
Amen.
To minister to people. It's to lead one more to the kingdom. And I tell you what, if we do it now, it reminds me of one of the guests years ago, a day after or a
mm-hmm.
minute after or
That's
one
right.
second after.
1 second after.
There's a lot of afters. And
mm-hmm.
I can tell you that after it happens, it's already too late. But when you begin to have a peace of mind and understand, what is my first checklist?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do I have enough food? Do I have enough power? Do I have a way of communication?
Mm-hmm.
You rose a question about 2 weeks ago. We were out eating in a restaurant after your visit. And he said, answer me this. If an EMP hit right now, what is your plan?
Mm-hmm.
Now it made me think,
mm-hmm.
how far can I go from home
mm-hmm.
and survive? Can
That's
I
right.
make it back home?
That's right. And the thing is, we are prepared. In my car, you know, we always say, I have, you know, because I've been taught by, you know, the head of our
first
security.
First thing you said was get a horse.
But no, Mondo, we literally came up with practical things. You know, first thing you should do, if you don't have a grab-and-go kit, put one together for yourself. Right. And you put in a good pair of tennis shoes, walking shoes, whatever you have to do, and whatever your needs are. But Mondo was brilliant.
Listen, this is what they do. When I studied this wars, World War I, World War II, and they started preparing people and say, hey, gather everything you can and take it with you. It's no different than today. If an EMP hits right now in your home, what is the first thing you have available to you to use in order to have communication? Because there's only going to be one way.
Okay, if it hits right now, they don't have, their television goes off.
No.
The show they're watching, TV's gone. Radio's gone. Lights are out. If it's, then at night, it's total darkness. An EMP bomb, which all the experts that I talk to predict, they're going to drop an EMP on America. Mm-hmm. And that means all the airplanes will come out of the sky and all the cars will stop running except really old cars. Yeah.
Unless you have a plan, most people won't even know an EMP hit them until a week, 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. And by that time, it's already too late to react. Mm-hmm. The first thing is, do you have a generator? Mm-hmm. Can you function with?
Right.
Because you have to think about your mother. You have to think about your husband. You've got to think about yourself. People that need medications. Do you have a small refrigerator that can be powered by a fuelless generator? I mean, you start going down the list. So the least amount of stress you can put on yourself in a time of need, you have a better survival rate. This is what the experts are telling us. But I want to tell you something. When you look at the need and you realize, do I have a plan to survive for the next 24 hours?
I think about this every day. I think about it every day. I am so concerned. Now, there's people here in the building that have generators, and some just told me today that they're charging them up. You got to keep them charged up every 6 months. Make sure your generators are charged. But I want to walk over. Mona, come walk with me over here. And I'm out of surgery, and I'm back. And the reason I'm back, and the reason I keep coming back, is because the end is near.
Yes.
God told me I would help usher in the coming of the Lord. He prophesied that over me when I was 19 years old. Can you believe that? Now, here, this unit right here, we haven't planned this, so I don't know how to walk in front of stuff here today.
Okay.
But this is the best generator, I think, one of the best we have. And if you go online, you can see all the generators. And go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Right. And this generator has a
expansion,
which is, this is up here, the expansion, it's up here and it's portable. You got the main unit in the bottom, you got the expansion on the top.
So if your power, it goes out tonight and you have one of these and you have it here in this bag,
the Faraday
this
bag.
Is this big bag that holds it. This protects it from an EMP bomb. So you can order those online.
Yes.
But you will be immediately in your house.
So this unit right now is running this television.
TV in. It's been running this TV for hours.
Yeah.
This
watch
generator.
Your eyes. I'm going to turn the light on. This light is on. You got little shop vac, right?
This is a
you
shop
got the television
running. This is... Why didn't you pick a dimmer light?
Because I want to give you an extreme. Most people don't have extreme like we do.
But we use these generators to do television on remote. We take them out where you don't have out in the when you're outside and all.
It's running an iPad next to you. You have your electric blanket over here. You got a commercial fan that you can run as well.
Marcella, do you have any electric blankets in stock? Do you know if they do?
Yes. When they go to the website, there's accessories. There's the electric blanket that is the heating blanket, or they also have 3D light strings, which I think is amazing idea that you can actually string and connect throughout your home to have immediate power and light. But, Dad, right there, as you were saying, Mondo, the main unit, that's the heartbeat. So you can order that to begin with, and then you can add on. So you can add on the expansion battery that literally will give you three times
more
cold,
the
power.
This can save your life,
right?
This blanket.
Absolutely.
And that's only a few dollars.
Yes.
And you can get that at our website.
That's right.
And it can run electric tools.
Yes.
So if you have a power outage, and some and you hear by, you plug in your radio, you hear, oh, that there's a hurricane coming or a tornado. And you can literally board up your house, you know, and you can run your electric drill, you can electric saws, and all with this generator.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can go to the website, and Lion Energy has a plan where their companies are going to finance this.
That's right.
And you can get financing, so you can go any level. If you want to order all of the accessories, you can. You can get the bag. You can get all these things. They're online, mm-hmm. but it's time to get ready now.
Yes, it is.
It's time to get ready now. And I don't want to be left in the dark.
That's no. right, yes.
I mean, I have times, we live up here in the mountains, and times the power goes out. But I'll tell you what, I have this generator, and we just plug the TV in, and it comes right back on. Where everybody else is in the dark, we have light. We have power. We have television. We have radio. We have all of that. Mm-hmm. It's time to prepare.
Yes.
And you need to do it while you're able to prepare. So call me right now, 1-385-273-1385, and that will take you right to Safari, right?
Yes, right to Lion Energy.
Right to Lion Energy's operators, and they will walk through the different options with you. So maybe you are looking for items that can power a refrigerator or items that can power your entire home. They have options available for you when you call that toll-free number at Lion Energy. That's 1-385-273-1385. Write that number down. Or you can also go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Just click on Lion Energy, and you can actually go there and personalize and personally customize your entire order based on the accessories, the EMP bag, all the different items that are available there at the website at jimbakershow.com.
Well, these crises are coming.
Yes.
And people that I know of are getting ready.
Yes. Yes.
They're preparing.
Yes.
And even some of my friends, including Armando and myself, we're buying older cars that won't burn out with an EMP bomb. You know, you got to find out it's cars older than what usually about...
Before 1984.
Before 1984, but probably that you got to make sure that they don't have the parts that'll burn out.
And you know what I love, Dad? You've been teaching us in our home. You've always told us, and even as we have become adults in our own homes now, you've said you have to have things to barter, because when we start to see the economy and the value of the things that we've always held once so near dear to us, you know, you realize there's not always been grocery stores. That's never, you know, they've not always existed. But where was the food? The food was in the homes of the people. It was in their gardens. It was in their pantries. It was in their cellars. It was in the cattle and the assets that they had. That was their assets, was their food, was the emergency preparedness, the freeze-dried options. That was the assets of the people. And I believe that we're going to start seeing that again, where Dad's always taught us, these are things, if you have a food bucket, you could barter with that food, and you could trade. Maybe there's an electrician. Maybe there's someone that is doing carpentry work. In these days, these are going to be the things that we're going to get back to the basics. But this is the time for us to be prepared so that we would have something as we come together.
Yes.
We will utilize the tools that God's asked us and shown us to prepare with.
Absolutely.
War is different today. How many times do they attack the Pentagon every day? Do you have any in your mind?
I think the last time is over 1,000 times a day.
It's hit with what?
With cyber attacks.
Cyber.
Yes.
We're in the cyber world. So this war that I'm talking about,
yes.
that Russia has this bomb, China has this bomb.
North Korea,
God forbid, has this bomb. Mm-hmm. And they can shut America down by putting a bomb over our country. And this bomb is real, people. And they could have had one when they put that spy balloon over. There could have been an EMP bomb in that. And I'm just pleading with people. And, you know, to be able to get that bag that looks like something silly. But next month, I'm coming out with some smaller bags even, so you can put things in it.
That's right.
Because
and
I,
even
I
if
believe
they have
that
one, it, Dad, maybe they already have the generator, but you don't have the EMP bag. You can order that. Or maybe you get an extra EMP bag to put your laptops, to put your computers, to your cell phones, different things that you want to be protected during this time. Because I do believe we are, as we hear the warnings, we are going to see the warning signs. We're already watching it. And so as these events begin to get closer, I do believe that we will have a time, a short window of preparedness to be ready for these times. But that's where the EMP bag was really, it was birthed. Because William Fortune sat on this set and said, what happens if an EMP attack takes place? What will we do? How will the generators run? And so we went into action with Lion Energy, and they brought a solution over a decade ago to this ministry.
Exactly. And right before we get back to Michael, let me just give you a few. Yeah, we're going right back to you, Michael. Hold on. You already know this, Michael, but I'm going to let everybody else know this. According to experts, so when we watched this weather balloon go across the United States of America, seemed so crazy, didn't it, everybody? I mean, really, it was insanity.
20 stories high.
Anyway, because we didn't know if there could have been an EMP in there. All right. Okay, this has been in the war plans between Russia and China. War in 1958. Wow. This is from the experts. In 1958. Russia and China got together, and their war plans together were to put an EMP in. Okay, this is from the experts. This isn't from Lori Baker, some girl. These were in the war plans. Now, Jim has said this forever, but it's true. EMP strikes, 90% of the population of the world will be dead. 90% in 11 months. This is per the experts, and I can go on and on.
It's terrible. It's the worst thing, because people starve to death.
Right.
An atomic bomb, you just burn up. But an EMP bomb, it just shuts off everything. Mm-hmm. So you don't have water, you don't have food, the trucks don't run, mm-hmm. airplanes don't fly. Michael, I want you to add anything you can to what we're talking about right now. Do you believe that there's a possibility that we could experience an EMP bomb in the United States of America?
We definitely will, Pastor Jim. And not just EMP, people need to understand it's not going to happen tomorrow, okay? So don't say I said it's going to happen tomorrow or next week, but nuclear weapons will be used, okay?
Yeah.
Russia has a far better and more modernized strategic nuclear arsenal than we do, and far more advanced anti-missile systems, by the way. China has nuclear weapons. North Korea has nuclear weapons. Iran's about to be able to build their own nukes. But and we see this in the Bible, that the Bible describes nuclear war in the last days. In the book of Revelation, there is going to be nuclear war. And once that happens, people think, well, I'm just going to be blown up. No. As I mentioned on the last program, studies have shown in a full-blown nuclear war, not just an EMP, but a full-blown nuclear war, only about 20% of the U.S. population will immediately die. The remaining 80% will survive. You think, great. But then there's going to be no more economy, no more food distribution, no more food in the stores. So the vast majority, not just of the United States, but studies have shown in the event of a full-blown nuclear war, nuclear winter, the vast majority of the people around the globe will die of starvation over the coming months and years ahead. So that is how most people will die. So if you're not living next to a nuclear silo or a military base or in a strategically important city like Washington, D.C. or New York City, well, if you're not in one of those categories, which will probably be immediately vaporized in a nuclear war, you're going to probably be facing a situation where all of a sudden there's no more food being shipped to your local stores, and you have only got what you've got in your house at that point, from that point forward, which could be for years. And so people need to be prepared for that, Pastor Jim. And I know we've laid a lot of really hard things on people today and about these three wars of the apocalypse, but I also want to talk about something really positive, if we have time, Pastor Jim, because I want to give something people really positive to look for. One of the most important signs of the end times to watch for that literally no one else is talking about right now.
Now, the third, I'm going to go to that in just a minute. But the third war you write about is between the U.S. and China. We've talked about it. And I have a report from China in preparing for war. Let me run this, and then I want you to talk about it. Run this control room, please.
Gordon Chang with us this morning. All right, Gordon, what is the significance of this direct challenge from Xi Jinping?
Xi Jinping and his foreign minister, Qin Gang, are building a case for war. They're trying to justify a strike on the United States. James Lilly, our great ambassador to Beijing in the 1980s and 1990s, put it best when he said, the Chinese always telegraph their punches. Well, Xi Jinping is telegraphing his punch.
How important is the military in China at the moment?
It's getting more and more power over the political system. And we see this, you know, at the National People's Congress, which is now ongoing, they announced a 7.2% increase in the Chinese military budget. We don't know what exactly it'll be, but it's certainly greater than GDP growth for this year. Just go back to last year. They announced a 7.1% increase for 2022. They actually had GDP growth of reported 3.0%, but a lot of economists and analysts think it was actually negative. That shows you the Chinese military is getting so much power in the system, okay. And that means the Chinese military are now thinking about what they can do, not what they should do. And one of the things they think they can do and did was to fly the spy balloon over our country.
Vivek Ramaswamy, who's running for the presidency, on this program says, look, we've really got to, not exactly stick it to the China, but we've got to say American businesses should not be doing business in China. Look, I find that rather extreme. How about you?
Well, it is extreme if you're talking about peacetime, but if you think you're going to war and the Chinese think they are, then it's not extreme because it is strategically and morally wrong to give your enemy, and the Chinese do call us an enemy, Stu, to give the enemy the means in order to develop their military, which is configured to fight America. So, no, it's not extreme, not at this time when we are on the precipice of the Third World War.
If Disney withdrew from China or was not allowed to do business there, or Apple or any of our technology companies, that's huge. I mean, that's incredibly disruptive.
Sure. And so is the death of hundreds of millions of Americans.
Yeah, but they've not got there yet, have they?
No, but that's where they're going, Stu.
Preemptive action.
Yeah. Look, Stu, the Chinese political system is now mobilizing China's civilians for war. In July, an entrepreneur told me that in China, he's making medical products for the civilian sector. He told me that Communist Party cadres went to him and demanded that he convert his production lines to make items for the Chinese military. The Communist Party has given that order to many Chinese factory owners. And in fact, the Communist Party is now operating a lot of factories that once were privately owned because the owners did not want to stick around for what they thought was Xi Jinping's war. That's how close we are.
Michael, do you agree with Gordon Chang that we are that close to war with China?
That's a great clip, Jim. I've actually not seen that clip, but I totally agree. Everything he said is right on target, and this is where Americans don't understand. In China, they're obsessed with Taiwan. They consider Taiwan to be their territory, basically, you know, as if the United States lost Florida. We would still consider Florida to be our territory. That's how the Chinese view it. They're obsessed, and they plan to take it back. They plan to reunify, and they realize they can't reunify through negotiation, so they're going to reunify by force. Now, at this point right now, China has a window of opportunity because the United States is distracted by the conflict in Ukraine. And we stripped our military to provide the Ukrainians with what they need to fight the Russians. So right now, the Chinese realize this. They realize they have a golden opportunity because the United States is distracted. Plus, Joe Biden is in the White House. You know, I don't think the Chinese want to risk getting to another U.S. presidential election and getting Trump, who's very unpredictable, who the Chinese, they wouldn't know quite what Trump would do if they invaded Taiwan. So I think the Chinese see a window of opportunity before the next U.S. presidential election to potentially go into Taiwan, grab Taiwan while the U.S. is weak, and while they're distracted in Ukraine, and get it done before the next presidential election. So we'll see, you know, but as we saw in that clip right there, it's very close. The Chinese are preparing. Most Americans don't realize
That's right. Are
literally, because once China goes in, it's war. It's war. There's no debate. We are at war with China the moment China invades.
That's right.
You are so right on. And I believe with all my heart that this thing is about to take place. And I've got so much to ask you, but I'm running out of time today.
But the thing is, we want to hear the good news that Michael has to share with us. You said you were going to share with us some good news, Michael.
Yeah. And what I'm about to say, you may not understand right now. The people watching may not understand. But just file this away and put it in the back, put it up on a shelf, and then just come back to it later, okay? We watch Israel because I believe at some point, not tomorrow, but at some point, we are going to see an announcement regarding the Ark of the Covenant, the discovery of the Ark of the Covenant. It will be the greatest archaeological bombshell in all of human history. Now, the Ark of the Covenant has not been seen since 586 BC. The Babylonians came. They besieged Jerusalem. There was nowhere to go. So Jerusalem, and people said, ever since then, where is the Ark of the Covenant again gone? Well, the truth is, the Ark of the Covenant is exactly where Jeremiah put it to keep it from being captured by the Babylonians, under the Temple Mount, in a cave. That's where it is right now.
Whoa!
Now, yeah, it's there right now. Israeli authorities know this. We know this. And we know that they know that we know this. And it's there, but it hasn't come out yet. But at some point, it's going to come out. It's going to be announced. And the whole world is going to learn that the Ark of the Covenant still exists. And it's going to be one of the biggest pieces of news that we've ever seen. Now, I also believe, Pastor Jim and Lori, that this is in the Bible, amazingly enough. And I believe that it is actually in a passage of scripture that we're all very, very, very familiar with. And let me try to explain this very, very rapidly. Okay, now you guys are very familiar with Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, Daniel 9, 27, which says, "And he shall confirm a covenant with the many for 1/7. Okay, now traditionally, Bible prophecy teachers have taught that they've wondered who is that he, and almost all of them says, "Oh, that he is the Antichrist," and so that must mean that the Antichrist makes a treaty with Israel, and so on and so forth, and that's what they teach. But the problem with that is, if you look in the original Hebrew language, there's no he there at all. In fact, there's no he in the entire verse of Daniel 9:27. So wherever you see the word he in Daniel 9:27, just cross it out. It's not there at all. And when you remove the word he, it completely changes the value, the meaning of the verse. And so in particular, the first clause of that verse, it's made up of five Hebrew words in the original language. The first Hebrew word is the word gever, which means to confirm, to be strong, or to strengthen. Of course, you only confirm or strengthen something that already exists. The second word is the Hebrew word bereath, which is translated as covenant in your King James Version of the Bible 264 times. And the vast majority of those times, it's referring to God's covenant with Israel. Okay? The third Hebrew word that's used in that clause, in the first clause of Daniel 9, 27, is Rav, and it means many. The fourth Hebrew word is Shavua, and it means a week or a period of seven. And then the fifth Hebrew word is Ehad, which means one. So if you put it all together, a corrected translation of Daniel 9:27 would read something like this. Quote, "The covenant will be confirmed or strengthened with many for 1 week." Now, what would it look like if God's covenant with Israel, in fact, earlier in that same chapter, in verse 4 in Daniel chapter 9, that word, the covenant, bereath, is used to refer to God's covenant with Israel in the same chapter. And so, you know, people say, oh, but later in the chapter, it means something completely different. No, it means the same thing. So if the covenant, God's covenant with Israel, were to be confirmed with many for 1/7, what would that look like? Well, potentially, God could do that in many different ways, of course. But just think about this for a moment. What had, throughout history, what has been the physical representation of God's covenant with Israel? It's the Ark of the Covenant is the physical representation of God's covenant with Israel. So I believe that one day when the Ark of the Covenant is revealed and the discovery is announced and the whole world knows that it will be a confirmation that the physical representation of God's covenant with Israel still exists. It's always existed. It's still there. Everyone's going to be able to see it with their own eyes. Yes. That yes, the Ark of the Covenant is real. It exists. The covenant has been confirmed. And that will be a threshold. That will be a sign to us that we have entered a very important time in Bible history, in prophetic history.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing.
That's powerful, Michael. Powerful. Wow.
Michael, how do you learn all these?
Wow.
Do you have spies? Do you have secret ways of finding things out like this? Do you really believe this is actually going to happen?
I do believe it's actually going to happen, but Pastor Jim, I don't have a network of spies, but what I do have is I have a hill outside my home that I walk up and down and I pray a lot,
Amen.
You know? And so, but that's who, all of us in this day and age, we need to hear from the Lord,
yes.
You know?
And
boy, this will be a great event to the Christian world and the Jewish world. It'll be amazing. I want everyone that wants to
yes.
read more about our guest, Michael Snyder, to order his book, The Rapture Verdict, and this will give you so much information about what's going on in Bible prophecy today. So just give us a call, and Nina's giving us a special on it.
Michael's here with us. Absolutely. They can order one for a donation of $10 to the ministry, or a friends and family offer, which is three of the books for a donation of $25. Like I said, these are limited quantity available right now. So you can call our toll-free number 1-888-988-1588, or you can also do your giving at jimbakershow.com.
So order today, and we need your support
yes.
so very, very much. We're living in very difficult times, and I need people to stand with me. If we're going to stay on the
yes.
air and do what you can, even if it's a $5 or $10 gift
yes,
this week,
that's right.
but others can give $100. There's people that could give $1,000. If we're going to stay on the air during these times, and all hell had come against us, but we are staying alive because God's people care.
Amen.
I need your support. Please take time. Give me a call right now, 1-888-988-1588, and say, I want to give a special gift to keep the ministry on the air there with Jim Baker.
Amen.
We have to go. I want to thank Michael Snyder for being with me today. Don't miss one program. We've got amazing guests bringing you the word of the living God for the last day. Remember that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.